Half, Whitey, Jimmy. It's RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
25 past 8. The dream of playing in the NFL these days for young Aussie boys is very much alive. And the dream for playing for the Dallas Cowboys would be absolutely top of the charts. America's team, they call the Dallas Cowboys.
If you think Collingwood is big in Australia, times that by 1,000.
And that's what you get when you head into the Dallas Cowboys change room. Just like Sam Irwin Hill, who's got that opportunity in the NFL this season. He joins us a couple of days back in Australia. He's been good enough to jump on the line this morning on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me in bright and early this morning, guys.
Thanks for waking up bright and early for us, Sam.
Hey, not a problem.
We think that's fantastic. What is it like walking through the doors of the Dallas Cowboys? You heard Jimmy say that, you know, it's Collingwood times 1,000 in terms of respect and admiration and fear from opposition and, of course, the status that they hold in the NFL. Walking through those doors, what's that like?
Well, you know, like Texas takes a lot of pride in the star, you know. It's America's team, obviously. It's one of those things, you know, you grow up playing American football and this is one of the teams that, you know, you sort of watch on TV a lot, gets commercialised a lot. But, you know, it's one of those things, you know, I've been working really, really hard for it. So you walk in there and you hold your head high and you're privileged to be in there with all the other guys. And, yeah, it's just an amazing camaraderie, an amazing energy around the facility. And, you know, what they got set up there is honestly one of the best facilities in the world. So it's amazing.
You're a Bendigo lad and obviously involved with the Pioneers. Was NFL always sort of on your mind or on your radar, or how'd you get introduced to punting?
I was doing Pro Kick Australia.
Chappie.
With Nathan Chapman and John Smith down there. Obviously, you know, Chappie, his family come from Bendigo as well. So we had a connection there. You know, he obviously saw that I had a good kicking ability. I think one of the first things he told me was, you know, you have the ability to be able to kick for a scholarship and be go to a university, and not just that, but potentially play in the NFL one day. And just hearing those words coming out of his mouth, you know, put the belief in my head that you know, I could go and pursue such a thing in a different country.
Every time every time we see a player who can kick the ball a long distance in footy, we think, well, he can go to the NFL. But what's the different mechanics? Even the ball is completely different to, you know, launch into the air.
Yeah, it's one of those things, you know. I look a lot of the you know, the Australian rules guys go in and the way they kick the ball and the mechanics and the fundamentals are very similar, but at the same time, you know, very, very different, because it's a specialised position and it's the one thing that we have to focus on when we go out there, because, you know, we only get four or five kicks a game. So you want to make them the best that you possibly can, and it's one of those things, you know. I have to focus on, you know, punting a ball, but also, you know, kicking the ball off the ground too, because I do kick off. So it's one of those things, you know. So, you know, I just have to put everything in order and yeah, hope for the best. So.
And did you have to go through a kickoff against another Cowboy hopeful?
So Chris Jones is there. Chris Jones is the punter. Dan Bailey is the kicker. They've been there for a while, veterans, and got the utmost respect for those guys. So, learning a lot, but at the same time, you know, competing for the job. And, we'll take it every day at a time. So,
can you just take people through the pressure of having a punt? You only get maybe 2 to 5 a game, and people have pressure goal-kicking in AFL footy, but you only get maybe 2 kicks a game. You miss one, all the pressure's on you?
Yeah, it's one of those things. You sort of, it's a lot more mental than it is physical, you know. Everything's done throughout the week to train yourself, put yourself in that position. Then you just have to go out there, you know, come game time and make sure that, you know, the kicks you get, you know, you're going to put your team in the right position for the defense to take over. And, you know, you only get a couple shots, so you're going to make them your best. So, that's what I've been focusing on. That's what I've been, revolving my craft around and just developing that consistency within the American football punt. So,
Sam, we're almost in July. The season proper isn't too far away, and you've got all the practice matches as well. What's your schedule, and what are your aims over the next couple of months?
Okay, so pretty much what happens is when I get back to America, we report for camp July 19th, and from there we go on to Oxnard, which is now north of California, where we spend about 4 to 5 weeks there. for training camp and then the first two preseason games, so which is pretty exciting. We have five all together, and what's going to happen is coach has told me, he goes, that's your film, mate. You know, we want to see you do your best and yeah, go out there and you'll be punting and kicking off and just give it your all and see what happens. So
have you got a number? You're in the roster. You feel like you could be that man for that opening game?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, there's no doubt about it. No doubt in my head. You know, I've worked 7.5 years to be in this position. So obviously, you know, having been with Indianapolis in camp here and there for the last couple of years, I've had that NFL experience. So there's no doubt in my mind. You know, I believe I can get there. You know, I've worked hard, obviously, you know, a lot of sacrifices, a lot of persistent work ethic. So, yeah, we just have to take it, you know, one game at a time and cross the fingers and just hope to God that those five punts to get a game will be worth it. So
4 to 5 weeks in California, Jim, for a training camp. We used to have a weekend in Phillip Island. That's a very different scenario. That sort of level you're working with there, Sam. And just on the status of the punter in the change room, what sort of feedback do you get? Do you get any conversation at all, or is it all for the quarterback and the offensive and defensive line or the wide receivers?
Yeah, I just leave it to Zeke and Dak there in the change rooms, you know.
Oh, that's name dropping, Sam.
You know, yeah, it's one of those things. You know, as a punter, you got to sort of, you know, just stay with your level of hierarchy, work your way up. You know, it's good. But as an Aussie, you know, you stay humble, just go out there and do your work, and let the action speak for it. And yeah, just that's how we sort of deal with it.
Don't the punters have a reputation of training camp just sitting in the spa and come out, a little bit of limbering up? They might jog half a lap and then they hit the sauna and the lunch buffet.
Yeah. That goes to show, you know, it's more mental than anything else. You know, obviously our work ethic is just as high, you know, but you know, it's obviously a different sort of kettle of fish. But yeah, we just we make our job look good and look easy and look smooth and let the other guys go out and do the dirty work.
Well, it's a fabulous opportunity for you, Sam. You've worked hard for, as you said, 7 years in the game trying to get to this point at any NFL team. And the Dallas Cowboys seems like a good one to start with, I reckon, at AT&T Stadium. Good luck. We'll certainly be watching your progress from here on in, and we hope it all goes well for you.
Absolutely. I appreciate you guys, and thank you very much. So.
Good stuff. Sam Irwin Hill, Dallas Cowboy in the NFL season this year, which is fantastic.
Look at Jimmy. He's pretty excited speaking to a Dallas Cowboy.
How about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys? Yeah.